from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and of course on the downloadable app that you can get by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. It is an honor and a privilege to have Darius Kelly back on the show, somebody who I consider to be a friend in the here and now, someone who I covered at Syracuse, and who just really showed me what it means to be humble, what it means to work hard, and what it means to believe in yourself no matter what. And with that, I welcome him here onto the show in celebration of his opportunity that he will now have with St. Anselm under head coach Joe Adam, who was the former offensive line coach for Syracuse. He has hired Darius Kelly to be his defensive backs coach, and obviously Darius Kelly was a defensive back at Syracuse. So he's here to talk about this today, and I'm proud to be the first interview that he is doing, and I appreciate the honor. Darius, how are we doing today?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and so bring me into this. You know, let everybody know that's listening in. How did this happen? How did it get, you know, how did everything come together?
Bring me in, Darius, to your experience, you know, coaching for the past year. Just, you know, for those that didn't know where you were coaching, you know, let everybody know that's listening in. Where were you a coach? What were you doing? What type of experience were you getting that you feel like helped you?
I was coaching in a high school down in Little Sierra Vista, Arizona. It's in southern Arizona, probably about 30 minutes from the border of Mexico, actually. You know, it's a military town, you know, pretty much where I grew up. And, you know, I ended up coaching the DBs and working with those guys and, you know, helping out in the weight room, helping out, you know, the guys on the board and the field room. I think where really, you know, my experience really came in was, you know, just my days coming up and playing and coaching. You know, it's always been something that I've pretty much wanted to do. And, you know, the way I prepared for the game was, you know, like I was a student. And now that I'm able to, you know, just tell the kid, tell the guy, anybody about football, because the way I played and the way I studied the game so much in my playing days, now it just comes so natural. And just the, you know, the things that I, you know, just the degree I have and all that, and it's helping the way I communicate with people, the way I communicate with different types of kids. It just flows so well, and it just feels so natural, man. And it's been a great, man, down there. So I'm glad to be where I am right now, and it's be able to test it on the, you know, in the college level, and hopefully, you know, it's going to be great. I feel it.
When you look at this opportunity, and like you said, you reached out to all the Syracuse coaches that you had a connection to. When you first reached out to Joe Adam, what was that conversation like? What did he have to say to you? I know you said that you were like, hey, I'll be a GA, I'll do what I got to do, and he said, I'm looking for a DBs coach. When you were the person that reached out to him, how did he respond to you personally?
Well, of course, you know, we were on different different sides of the ball. So, you know, at first, you know, it was, okay, yeah, we'll look into it, blah, blah, blah. And he happened to, you know, talk to, you know, all the, like the head coach who was more around me more than he was, my position coach, Coach Reed, you know, all the names that I listed on my resume, you know, I had, you know, Donnie Henderson on there, and those guys, I had a whole lot of people that I'm almost certain he contacted, you know, and just, they just let him know what type of player I was, what type of, you know, attitude I had, what type of, you know, approach I took to the game, and I'm sure, you know, it was mainly, you know, after he went through my resume and contacted these people that know who I am and actually dealt with me, you know, because I know that's tough right away. I mean, he just knows I played for Syracuse because we're on different sides of the ball. And I'm sure he saw the way I worked and all that, but knowing me personally, you know, getting to know me through those people who actually coached me and dealt with me on a daily basis. So I know for a fact, you know, at first it was like, okay, yeah, we'll look into it. And I'm kind of, I know who you are, but it was, you know, the people that knew me and him getting to know me through phone conversations, through emails, through, you know, the interviews that we had in person. So it was during that time where, you know, where it kind of just fell into place, you know, it's just like any type of relationship you build, you don't know them personally, you know, it's kind of tough. So we built a relationship within these past month and a half, 2 months. So it kind of fell in place.
And when you look at those that are on your resume, speaking here with Darius Kelly, the new defensive backs coach for St. Anselm Hawks for NCAA Division II football, who were some of those people when you mentioned the coaches? I guess I want to start with Donnie Henderson. What do you think he would say about you and your relationship and having coached you?
Well, he recruited me, for one. You know, he recruited me as a player. And, of course, they, you know, they went on to go coach for the Buffalo Bills. And I would say, you know, his approach toward me and what I think he would say about me is, you know, obviously, you know, he recruited me. So somebody of high character. You know, somebody who works hard, somebody who's going to give you everything that you want in a player, you know, especially coming from those guys. They were big-time recruiters, and they recruited a lot of great people with Syracuse up in their time here. And he knows talent. He knows, you know, NFL-type guys, and he, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't recruit anybody that wasn't of high character and of great standard. So I know he would say some things that would be good about me. So yeah, that's what I would say he said about me.
And what do you think Fred Reed would say, you know, him having you after Donnie Henderson moved on with Doug Marrone and the staff at the time? What would you think that Fred Reed would have said about you and your relationship?
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, of course he didn't get the opportunity to, you know, recruit me, but, you know, my relationship with Coach Reed is really high, man. I can call him at any time and any type of advice. You know, I talked to him throughout the whole process, but about the past year and a half now, honestly, about this whole process. And, you know, our relationship has built through me, you know, buying into what he was teaching me at the defensive position and just doing everything that he wanted to be done. You know, the way he wanted it, doing whatever I can to do, get the job done. And that's why I feel, you know, his heart is on me, and I'm pretty sure he thinks pretty highly of me, you know, just because of the relationship that we have, that I can call him at any time. He'll answer. If he doesn't answer, he'll call me right back. So I know that, you know, he would definitely speak highly of me. I would, yeah, I feel that for sure.
When you look back on your time at Syracuse, Darius, what did it teach you? Because now you're going to be coaching other defensive backs. You're going to be on the opposite end of what you had a few years ago. Instead of being the student, you're the teacher. So how did Syracuse help you prepare to be a good teacher?
Just the approach we had, you know, the standard that our coaches held us to, man. Our defensive coordinator, Chuck Bowler, and Scott Schaefer, and Coach Reed on the other side of the bar, they held us to a high, high standard. There was no, you know, they didn't take any nonsense, and that's the approach I've been taking, is no nonsense, is just paying attention to the details, just, you know, being a student, you know, sleeping and just loving football is just, that's everything that they're telling you, man. If they, just that high standard. And just, if you're going to do it, man, do it. If you're going to study this, study it all the way down to the T. And that's everything that we were about on that side of the ball at Syracuse. We were just held to a higher standard than any other, you know, any other positions on the team. You know, our position was held to a high standard. So it was, that's, it's just, you know, being a high character and holding yourself to your highest standard. So that's everything I learned from Syracuse, man. It's helped a lot so far.
When you look at what you've been able to do, going to Buena High School in Sierra Vista, Arizona, that's where you played high school football. You got to go back there and be the defensive backs coach. You play at Syracuse. You get to reunite with a coach that was on the former staff while you were there. What does all of this mean to you? Because I know it and you know it. The sports world, the older you get, gets smaller and smaller and smaller. But are you really feeling it today? I mean, is there a lot of irony in your life in this moment, knowing that everything has been interwoven and interconnected that maybe you didn't even see initially?
Absolutely, man. You know, I'm big on that stuff, man. It got really worked in mysterious ways, man. It, you know, a lot of, you know, happened in my life the past couple, years, you know, and, you know, the way things have spun around and just came back around to work in my favor, man. Everything has definitely, you know, when I chose Syracuse over at different schools, you know, there was a reason behind that. You know, it might not have, you know, worked out the way I wanted to, but it worked out in a way that I can be successful and, you know, in what I want to do. So it might not have gone as fast, not necessarily how I wanted to, but not as fast and where I wanted to go and different routes, but you know what? It definitely worked out in some mysterious ways. Man. You know, if I would have went to another school, I wouldn't be where I am right now. If I would have went somewhere else, you know, just a whole bunch of things, you know, that it just worked out so well for me, man. It's just been a blessing, honestly, man. I can't even think of anything else. It's truly a blessing, you know, the things that are happening in my life, man. It's amazing, honestly. I can't even explain it, honestly, man. It's been great.
Speaking here with Darius Kelly, former Syracuse defensive back and now the defensive backs coach at St. Anselm for the Hawks in NCAA Division II football. What does this opportunity mean to you? I mean, obviously, you go out and you say, okay, I'm interested in this job. You interview for the job, but a good interviewee is not only interviewing for a job, but they're interviewing where they'd be going. They're taking a hard look at, you know, if these people were to say yes to me, is this a job I would actually take? What made St. Anselm a place for you, a place that you knew when you were interviewing that you would actually take the opportunity if it was given to you?
Man, I mean, as soon as I landed, you know, you just have that gut feeling. Everything. As soon as you sit down somewhere, you start driving through the town, you sit down and talk to people, and it's just, you know, it's just real genuine people there, you know, they're not holding anything back, and that's what really got me, was the fact that they weren't holding anything back, and it just happened to work out right in my favor.
As you go forward, Darius, you went through junior college to get to Division I football in a Power 5 conference. You found a way to get out there. You found a way to bring yourself to a high level. What can you use from your experience, your life, what you've seen, your knowledge, your wisdom, to help defensive backs as you go out there and look for the talent to bring into St. Anselm that you're going to be coaching? How can you use your story to help them?
And I believe I can help them, man, with my story. And because, you know, I can go down the list, man. I can go down the list where, you know, I came out of high school. You know, I didn't have a scholarship offer. I got injured, had all the scholarships and schools come, and I got injured. Lost it all, ended up going to a junior college, had no offer on the table. within 2 weeks, you know, I worked my tail off, ended up getting a scholarship 2 weeks in the camp, you know, grinded those past 2 years, those 2 years there. And, you know, these schools come out of nowhere. It was a last minute deal. It wasn't like I was on top of anybody's list. It was a last minute deal. And, you know, they came in and they gave me the scholarship off. You know, I go on to Syracuse, do all these things. You know, I go to the camps, don't make it, come back home, you know, and I lost my mother, man. I lost my mom and what do all this. Lost football, lost my mom at the same time. And, you know, it was a real tough time, but, you know, I knew that there was a reason for all this happening. And, you know, I finally seen the reasoning. It's to make me focus and sit down and sit back and, you know, figure out my life personally and what I want to do. And it fell right into my hands. Me trying to figure it out on my own, it fell literally right into my hands. And what I would definitely tell him, man, it's if you want to do it, and if something bad happens in your life, man, you can do it. There's no one that can tell you you can't do it. There's nothing that can stop you, literally. You know, literally everything tried to stop me from being here, man. It's crazy. Literally everything. But I am where I am because I didn't give up on anything, man. You know, I could have gave up in high school and said, well, forget it, I'm going here. I could have gave up in junior college, you know, when none of the scholarship offers were coming, and they came. You know, I could have gave up when, you know, I wasn't getting the playing time I felt like I could have got. I could have gave up when, you know, I didn't make it to the NFL when I wanted to. But, you know, I could have gave up, but I never gave up, man. And I am where I am because I didn't give up. And, you know, that is something, you know, I would definitely tell these kids around here and tell the recruits, man, you can do it. And trust me, I've done it, and you can do it. So just believe in me and trust in me, man, and I promise we'll do it together, man. So that's what I want these kid recruits to know, anybody that comes in contact with me, really, man, is whatever you want, you can do it.
Well, Darius, you and I have gotten to know each other over the past few years, and I think what you wanted me to do is you wanted me to get to that moment where the tear came out my eye and you were successful. So good for you, Darius. But no, I mean, all jokes aside, in all honesty, it did bring tears in my eyes because you're one of those people that you root for. You're one of those people that reminds me every single day why I do what I do, that there's an army out there. You know, I would like to think I'm an example for you, that you're not alone. You're an example for me that I'm not alone. And I think you can be an example for kids out there for sure. And how excited are you to be on the recruiting trail and be the recruiter now? I mean, now you get to ask the questions. You get to put them through the think tank and the hot seat. Are you excited about that? Are you excited about being on the other side of it right now?
I'm more than excited, man. I'm ready. That's all the word I have. I'm ready for it. And I feel like I've just been training for it my whole life. And now I'm just ready to grow, ready to learn, ready to just, you know, just take it on, man. Take it on. I'm ready.
Your mom, and I'm sorry. You know, I'm first and foremost, I'm sorry about your mom and you know, how hard that must have been for you and is for you. And, I mean, what can you say about mom, how you go forward, how you've picked yourself up, just what you can say about your journey with, obviously, someone that's so close and so wonderful and so important to you?
Man, I can go on and on about my mom, man. She probably one of the toughest people that I know, man. It, through all the process, you know, those 40 days of her being sick, and it happened so fast that, you know, she's literally the toughest person I know, man. And I know for a fact, you know, she's within me. You know, she walks with me every day. I know that because of the things that she's taught me, you know, growing up, how to live right, do the right things. You know, I always thought it was, you know, her just, you know, getting on my back all the time. But no, it was her wanting me and God working through her, you know, so that when one day that she is gone, man, I'll be able to carry on her legacy. You know, all those things, man, I can just go on and on about those little nuggets she just throws out there. I'm like, oh, you know, okay, Mom, okay, I hear you. But now it's like, wow, you know, I can just hear everything that she has always taught me. And it is just, it's so clear to me now, and it makes so much sense that, you know, it's amazing. And that's where I find my peace, man, I find those nuggets that she's always just threw at me, and always, you know, it's like, okay, all right, but now I see it, and I know it was a reason, you know, for me to be able to go on someday when she's gone, and I'm grateful for those moments, you know, that I share with her, and those times, you know, I'm so grateful.
So in closing with you, Darius, when you take everything your mom taught you, you take everything the world's thrown at you, you take all the adversity and you put it together, you take all your hard work, you take your personality, your ability to make people laugh and charisma, you take the things you've learned, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your experience on the field. When you put that all together, what does that show? Who is Darius Kelly? What is St. Anselm getting? What are the kids out there in the world about to get? What are they about to see? Who is Darius Kelly?
Man, I believe, like I always tell you, man, is they're always going to get somebody who's going to give it their all, man. Who's going to give them everything. Who's not going to, you know, hold anything back. It's going to be 100% with them. If there's something they don't like, man, that I don't like, it will be known. It's like I always said, man, it's going to be a lot of tough love, but they're going to get somebody who's going to be honest, who's going to work hard, who's going to give them everything they have, man. And that's just me, man. I'm loyal to the people, so they're going to get somebody who's going to be loyal and give them everything that I have in me to make them better. Finding a way to get better, finding a way to win. And they're gonna have somebody who's gonna fight no matter what is going on with the scoreboard, no matter what is going on. Now that I'm in the coaching role, they're gonna get coaches not gonna stop coaching no matter what the situation is. Just like when I was a player, I didn't stop playing no matter what the scoreboard said, and that's the same type of coach I have been. They're going to get somebody who's not going to quit on them. I'm going to give them everything I have, man. Everything that I've learned from coaches, parents, family, friends, everything. Through my experiences, they're going to get it all, man.
Well, Darius, the only thing I can tell you is I'll be on a flight or driving at some point to come out and see you and congratulate you in person. But in the meantime, congratulations over the phone. God bless. And, you know, keep positive, keep that faith, and keep all those good things that Mom has taught you right in your heart and in your head at all times. And, you know, I don't have to tell you to go out there and be a good person. You've done that for a long time, so just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you.